Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O God of mastery and might, who from the raging deep once raised the life that now still wings the air, or teems beneath the restless wave, that so a myriad living things might move with ease and multiply, to fill, though fathered from one source, the empty earth and sea and sky. Grant that your creatures, whom the blood of Jesus Christ has freed from shame, may never bear the lash of sin, or in their weakness fall again. Let not our hearts be crushed by guilt, or raised to heights of vaunting pride, lest in the dust we should despair, or in our shame attempt to hide. Most loving Abba, grant our prayer through Jesus Christ, your well-loved Son, that in your Spirit we may live, and praise your glory ever one. Amen. God's reign has begun. Let earth rejoice, alleluia. We praise you, O holy God, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of retribution, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God, and the authority of God's anointed one, for the accuser of our siblings is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. God's reign has begun. Let earth rejoice, alleluia. A reading from the first letter of Peter. Realize that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified yourselves by obedience to the truth,
for sincere mutual love. Love one another intensely from a pure heart. You have been born anew, not from perishable, but from imperishable seed, through the living and abiding Word of God. Thanks be to God.
Our price was paid in the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without mark or blemish. Our price was paid in the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without mark or blemish. Not with silver or gold were we ransomed, but with the blood of Christ, a lamb without mark or blemish. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the holy breath of love. Our price was paid in the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without mark or blemish. The human one shall be handed over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The human one shall be handed over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified.
For all who study and explore the beauty and wonder of birds, fish, and other forms of sea life, for all whose lives and livelihoods involve life from the sea, especially those striving to preserve endangered species through the development of sustainable fishing practices, and to improve and restore oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, and ponds. For all whose lives and livelihoods involve poultry and other birds, especially those striving to develop sustainably integrated practices and to improve and restore their natural habitats. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and urban jungles from experiencing the incredible beauty, diversity, liveliness, and songs of the birds. for all the sea creatures and winged birds themselves, whose praise of God that has been sounding for hundreds of millions of years is threatened with extinction by the human destruction of their habitats and the toxins produced by consumerism and greed.
Our Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the sea and sky, as we celebrate the fifth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us a profound sensitivity to your presence in all of creation, and awareness that it is in you that we and all creation live and move and have our being. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and invites all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos, the God of sea and sky, bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear mother. Show your children Jesus, our brother. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. May we be freed from present sorrow and attain eternal happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.